Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, have you been out shopping recently? Have you been seeing the bathing suits coming out? Now, maybe you're freezing to death wherever you are, but they're showing up. Yes. Why? Because this time of the year, people are so ready for warmer temps. Well, when you have warmer temps, what do you want to do? You want to look really good, right? Well, how would you like to know about a method that you could use every single day just walking around wearing a particular type of shoe, and you get to looking good by doing exactly that? Well, we're going to be talking to two people today about a fabulous product. It's called OrthoTib, and I can tell you I've been using it, and it is really, really neat. And my guest is Pete Smith, and also we have Evelyn Petruzzello. Is that a paisano?
Yes, it is.
Ah, I thought so, Evelyn. Yes. Well, we're kindred souls on that level because I have Italian background myself. But
All right. We have
got such a topic today that I think is so good because I don't know about most people, but my schedule is wild and wacky. And fortunately, I live in a two-story home, and running up and down the steps is a common occurrence for me, and I do it dozens and dozens of times a day. So, you know, here I am going up and down. Little did I realize by wearing a pair of shoes called OrthoTab that it would enable me to give my body a workout without even realizing I was doing it. Pete, give us a little bit of the background on how you got involved with this, and then I'd love to know how you and Evelyn got together.
Sure, no problem. OrthoTab means body medicine, and they were actually invented by a doctor who used to work with my wife, who's an RN here in the Baltimore, Maryland area. And Dr. Masuti invented the shoes back in late 2003, originally inventing the sandals for her pregnancy patients. Not somebody you would normally think would want to wear a funky-looking shoe, but she did find that pregnant women get an awful lot of sore lower backs from the baby weight pulling their spine out of alignment. And they often have a lot of problems with their legs, the hormones going nuts and causing a lot of varicosity problems like spider veins and swelling cold feet and varicose veins. So she invented a sandal that would be completely heelless. You could walk in it and very gradually get a Stairmaster effect that caused a buildup in musculature. It toned and trimmed your legs, your rear end, your lower abdomen, your lower back. She created a center of gravity slightly forward, caused you to walk with your head up and your shoulders back in better posture than you normally would, and it made the pregnant women feel better. Took the stress off their back because it elongated the spine, built up the muscle groups that support the spine, and really pumped up the circulation in the legs, so it helped avoid problems throughout the pregnancy. And then after the pregnancy, as the pregnant women wore them more often, it helped them burn a lot of extra calories, get back to their pre-baby weight. So as I found out in early 2005 about the shoes, I started selling them all around Baltimore and then started selling them nationwide. I got real lucky last year and got involved with Evelyn, who contacted me and wanted to find out about selling the shoes to the German-speaking populations here in the U.S. as well as in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And Evelyn, why don't you tell us a little more about your involvement in those countries?
Well, I would love to. I ordered my own OrthoTab shoes, and once I got them 2 weeks later, I just knew everybody had to have a pair of those. And to be fair, you know, we had to get them to Europe, too.
Okay, Evelyn, let me interrupt you, hon. I want you to speak up a little bit louder because your voice is a little faint.
Okay.
Because you've got a good story.
Okay. And so I figured the Europeans, they had a right to those awesome shoes as well. So I brought them over there, and we're selling them like crazy over there because Europeans are very health conscious, and they like to watch their weight, and they like to feel good. And It just does all of that, and they just love those shoes over there. And we're working with them ever since.
Now, in Europe, among the Dutch people, they had those, when I was a little girl, they called them the wooden shoes, where there was this support of the feet, but those were solid. These orthotabs give, the clogs give. When you're in Germany and you're sharing this with people, what is their preference? Because I believe these come as boots, they come as sandals, and then they come as the clogs. And I love the clogs. I just absolutely love them. What do you find that the Europeans like best? What are they responding to when they've worn them for a while? How do they feel about the, you know, what are their particular results that they're seeing?
Actually, they do love the clogs. To take that away first, because it's kind of cold over there most of the time, so they like to wear socks. And you can't wear the socks with the sandals, so they just love the clogs. So they can wear their warm socks since they have warm feet, and they had just awesome results. I had so many, everybody, I get so many notes, I get so many thank you notes and phone calls, because they just work awesome. And people with back problems, they just call me and they tell me they had them for years. They couldn't find anything that would make them feel better. And within 2 weeks, their back pains were just gone. They felt awesome. And people that had wanted to lose weight and get tighter legs, they were just loving it. Because within a week or two, you can see a difference in your appearance. And they just love that. And people are just very happy. They just love the results they're getting, and they're getting them very quick. It doesn't take a very long time till you can see results, and I think that's what they love most about it.
Well, I know that there were many specific things that I have been able to note myself, and Pete, maybe you can address some of this. One of the things that I noticed almost immediately was a better sense of balance, and not that I had poor balance. I don't have poor balance. And also, too, the aspect of the back. If you're on your feet a lot, because I wore these shoes specifically to test them out when I did an expo down in Los Angeles. And whenever you do these expos, and I'm going to wear them at the women's show, too, you just get so fatigued because your feet are just killing you by the end of the day. And one thing you learn real fast as a female, you don't wear high heels to these things because you will be able not to think. You won't be able to think at all, but by the fourth or fifth hour, your feet are just killing you. So you want something comfortable, and if you're behind the table, you can put these on. Not only do they give you a couple of additional inches in height, which for a shorty like me is always a good thing, but the reality is that they were so comfortable. I did not have the fatigue, so the energy level during the day was really good. And then also, I have been noticing cellulite disappearing and the legs becoming more toned. But I really like what it does with the balance and with the arches of the foot. And Teresa Tapp says it's like being on a Stairmaster. And I really agree with that. So, what's going on? Why is it? Because the people will look at it and say, gee, that reminds me of a shoe that I've seen. And a friend of mine in Alaska, I know, has been in touch with you because she said, wow, this really looks like something I want to try out. And she's got some problems. And, of course, being enclosed, she says, anything that where I could exercise and not have to really think that I'm exercising, just wearing these. She said, I like the feel of them because she tried on mine. Why is it that this is so effective? What is it about the structure of this? Because, honestly, there's really nothing to get excited about when you look at them, and they do come in different colors, but they're really quite a plain shoe.
Yeah, they're just funky-looking heelless shoes, but Dr. Masuti is brilliant. She went through more than 102 different prototypes and finally came up with the exact shape, size, center of balance. If there's an orthopedic shape to the shoe, when people see them on the web, they may think they're just flat. They're not. They have a certain curvature and a shape to the shoe itself, so that as your body applies pressure to the shoe and you go through the entire gait that you normally would, normally walking, a bunch of things occur. Your muscles are engaged in certain order from the bottom of the ankles all the way up the leg, through the rear end, into your lower abdomen, into your rear oblique muscles in your love handle area, and it's gentle. You know, it's a gentle walking Stairmaster. Combination of that and what's called a BOSU board, you know, a balance board where you might have a ball or a bar underneath it, and you're balancing both feet on either side like a seesaw, and that works all the oblique muscles in your body and your upper hips and so forth. And you work all those same muscles gently, gradually, as you're wearing our shoes as well. And because they are so heelless, they're completely heelless, they're a lot more aggressive. You can get a lot more benefit out of our shoe in a much shorter period of time than a bunch of the much more expensive shoes that are out on the market. Heelless shoe technology has been around since Ann Calso and the Earth shoes in the 60s, which continue today. You can go buy Earth shoes on the Internet. And there are a lot of other shoes that are anywhere from $60 to $270 that you can buy today that are slightly heelless. Curves has a shoe that they sell through Avon. There's a thing called a FitFlop out there, beautifully made $60 shoe. Unfortunately, it does virtually nothing for you. 2020 has done an expose on YouTube that you can watch to see how the micro wobble effect in the shoe actually burns about 1% more calories than you normally would. You know, I can name shoe after shoe after shoe. There's $150, $200, $230 shoes out there, slightly heelless. Dr. Masoudi, again, developed this product with all the muscle groups, all the back pain reducing arch building capability. When your foot goes through the step, your foot actually builds an arch. So people think that, you know, maybe they have to wear their orthotics with our shoe. You really don't. You actually build your own arch when you're walking in our shoe. And there's just so many other benefits, along with the slight platform that you're stepping on causes the circulation in the legs to skyrocket. So people who have had issues like diabetics or people who had pooling of blood in their ankles and their feet would swell and their ankles would swell over the course of a day, if they can just wear our product 15, 20 minutes every other day within a couple of weeks, it's amazing to watch them get excited and get happy because their swelling simply goes away. So there's a whole combination of things that she's got put into this shoe. And it's not magic, it's not rocket science, it's not voodoo. We're not making a bunch of claims just to sell the shoes. Evelyn and I sincerely like seeing people feel better. You know, we do, and we get a kick out of it. It's kind of an ego boost. We make a couple bucks selling them, but along with Dr. Masoudi's original idea, it's fun to sell something that is inexpensive, that everybody can afford, and anyone who uses the darn thing gets a ton of benefit out of it. So it's a blast to sell, and we just need to keep getting the word out. Evelyn's put out full-page ads in newspapers and magazines all over Europe. She's done a beautiful job promoting the product, and we need to start doing a little more of that here in the U.S.
Well, I know it's going to be going with me to the women's show, which is starting this Friday, and I have down in Los Angeles, all of the vendors that I had the opportunity to interact with wondered why I was feeling so good and I wasn't fatigued, and they said, wow, so they all got their material. It's one of those things, it's hard to really understand until you see it, and on your website, OrthoTeb, then people can go in and they can look at these, but what I think is so very, very positive is it dependent on what your needs are. Now, for me, I prefer the clog. And I know that when I've been showing people how to walk in them, they'll go, that is really amazing. And I like it because it gives more. Now, your sandal, though, is a much tougher surface. And when I say surface, I mean it doesn't have the give like the clogs have.
Yeah, they're not as squishy, so it's a little more intense a workout.
Now, how did she determine that, how was it determined that you actually burned more calories when you wear this? Because anybody would say, well, I wear these shoes. I mean, I'm burning calories every time I move. What's the big deal about the OrthoTeb? How did she determine that you were actually burning twice as many calories when you wore the shoes, and when you wear the sandals, it's three times the amount of calorie, which is mind-boggling. How did she find that out?
Well, it's based on the biomechanics of the way your foot is held and how much work your muscles have to do, going through the gate with the sandals. Your muscles have to do a lot more work because you only have the front two-thirds of the foot held with that terry cloth thong as you go through the gate in the sandals. And hooking initial wearers up to those machines where they have all the muscular, those sensors
mm-hmm.
all over the body, they can actually use a combination of a calorimeter and something else and determine how much work, therefore how much calories you're burning walking in the product to keep yourself balanced. And it is about 3 times the calories of regular walking in normal shoes and the sandals, about 2 times the calories of regular walking in the clogs. And again, the clogs are a little easier because you've got a little bit of over-top foot support and the clogs are squishier, so they're a little more forgiving as you go through the gates. Your muscles don't quite have to do as much work. But I'd like to introduce Evelyn's website as well. Again, if people are listening in these other countries, because Evelyn's website is available in 3 languages. It's in English, it's available in Swiss, and in German. Right, Evelyn?
That's correct. It is. And it's called bodyformingshoes.com.
Bodyformingshoes.com. That is great. Now, Evelyn, let me ask you something. Usually we gals are pretty fast on the uptake. If we find something that's going to make it easier for us to stay in shape, we're going to be signing up for it. And when I found out about this, I'll have to tell you I was skeptical because I get so much stuff and I see so many things and I go, oh, yeah, right. But these really do make a difference. And I think that when women are aware that if they've got circulation problems, they are not going to have cold feet anymore. They're not going to have to worry about varicose veins. Now, with you, how many of your customers are men? Are the men interested in this? Because so many times, and my husband loves his. He just thinks they're great. But how many men are really open to wearing something like this?
Actually, it's surprising. In Europe, I have like a third of my customers are men, and they just love them. They mainly order the clogs. They think they look a little more manly to them, and they just love those shoes. So at least a third of my customers overseas are men. So, and they don't mind. They love it. And you wear it in the house
mm-hmm.
generally, so they don't care. They just think it's the best thing they've ever done, and it's just... You don't have to think about it. You come home from work, and you just put them on, and you walk through the house. You do the things you do anyway, and you're getting a workout while you do the things you usually do anyway. So it's really a no-brainer.
Yes. The one thing I did have to watch out, though, is if you use a vacuum cleaner and you've got a long hose, you better watch where you put your feet because it's a whole different feeling. I mean, I learned that the hard way. But seriously.
What happened with your feet, Donna?
Well, I found that because I was elevated 2 inches higher than normal, that I was just making assumptions and I'm just moving around. And you have to be aware that when you have them on, they're not flat like your typical slippers or, you know, when you're cleaning house, you're doing things that you're almost like a robot because you're going around. You do them all the time. And
oh, sure.
When you have them on, I love it because I can reach shelves in the kitchen. I don't have to ask my husband to go reach for things now. I can do it because it gives me 2 inches of height. Additional, but I really wanted to know about the male positioning because that was something when I talked to my husband about it, I thought, oh, gee whiz, he's not going to try it. But he's loved them, and it's really helped him with his edema. And something that one other person has told me, and I've talked to some other people, and I discovered this myself, that when I'm sitting at the computer in the home office, when I have these on my feet, I don't have the discomfort because when I have them on my feet, I find my posture's better. My knees are up higher. So it's a lot more comfortable, and I'm not having the back problems when I'm working at the computer. It's a very interesting thing for me to observe about myself. So this is something that has so many nice things about it. And, again, they come in different colors. And, Pete, you have got so many testimonials on your site from women, and I think we've got a few guys scattered in there. But
oh, yeah.
What would you say to the fellas? Because you really did benefit from this yourself within 9 months after you had been wearing the sandals, because you said you're not comfortable in the clogs, but you like the sandals.
Oh, I would love to wear the clogs. Unfortunately, our clogs are in limited sizes. We've got sandals from 4 to 13. We've only got clogs from 6 through 10, and I'm just half an inch too large for our clogs. I'd wear them all day long, but I love the sandals. They're just wonderful for anyone, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
adults,
mm-hmm.
really of any age, you know, 18 years and up, or even people that are younger that might have spinal issues, you know, that they want something that will give them a little relief for their back. I had found in my life, I let myself get very sedentary as a desk salesman, and then as I started wearing the sandals, boy, what a great workout. I mean, I still continue to eat my chicken, hoagies, pizza, and all the regular junk that I used to eat back in 2005, but now as I was wearing the sandals, you know, about an hour to 2 hours every day, I just started burning all these extra calories, and the weight that I had added over the 40-some years before I started wearing them just started dropping off. I actually lost over 30 pounds in under 6 months, really doing nothing more than just wearing the sandals, you know, about an hour a day. And my legs felt better than they had since I was a 17-year-old hockey goalie. I always had problems with my knees. The soreness in my knees went away. My hips felt great. My rear end looked nice again. it just, you know, it's one of those products that Evelyn and I were talking about before we came on, where because the center gravity is slightly forward, to walk in them without really even thinking of it, you straighten up. Your head straightens up. You put your head up, your shoulders back in better posture than you normally would. And we were talking about the fact that when you're not slouching, when you're actually upright, there's something about it just tends to make one feel better. You tend to breathe cleaner. You improve your whole posture, and it tends to have an effect on the psyche of actually improving the way you feel about life, that you can take on the challenges of your day and as opposed to being slumped over and defeated and deflated. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think that's very, very true. And
yeah.
It's something that good posture has always been important. It really does make a difference. When you have good posture, then you're going to look better, period. And as you said, when you're walking around and you're slouching, then that often conveys a message to other people. When you see someone with good posture, normally your first response to them on a subliminal level is that person is confident. That person feels good about themselves because of the way that they're carrying their bodies. I mean, anybody that's been involved in modeling or has been on stage, anyone that does that, you just notice it immediately. And when
Absolutely. When
you don't do it, then and you slouch and your head goes down, your shoulders are rolled over, and you've got that hump-like, hunchback type of a look, and you're looking down. Psychologically, the first thing that people say, oh, that person must be depressed. You know, it's interesting what we associate immediately with posture. It is just absolutely amazing what that does. But it's physically having good posture, and that's why wearing these shoes, the OrthoTabs, and for those of you listening, I've been wearing them for months now, and I can honestly say that this is something that has been so significant for me, but hearing the stories of people that are benefiting from it, that's why I want to share it with my audience, because I think that when you could have something that is so reasonably priced, something that can go with you anywhere, I pack it up in my luggage wherever I go. If I'm stuck in a hotel room and I'm really getting restless, I have these on and I can walk, I can pace if I want to in my room, and I know that I'm exercising, and that is very, very important. But the difference that it makes, anyone listening has a problem with cellulite, if you've got problems with veins, if there's a genetic patterning, gals, I know what that's like. If you have that, this actually helps to decrease it. I've seen it decrease in my own life. Those what you'd call a varicose phase and patterning. And all of that is due to poor circulation, and these just do a wonderful, wonderful job. Now, Evelyn, your website is bodyformingshoes.com, and you have English, you have German, and what's the other language?
It's Swiss.
It's Swiss. So for any of the listeners, that if, no matter where you are in the world, you're going to be able to have access to this, and peek your website.
Yes, orthoteb.net, orthoteb.net.
And you will find on both of these sites ample information. This is not hype. This is for real. And I think anytime you can do something that's going to enhance your health, and it's going to be easy for you to do it, easy for you to do it. Every time you get up off the couch, you walk over to the sink to get yourself a glass of water, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee. You just wear it around, wear these shoes around the house. You are doing your body a favor. Not many products can say that, and OrthoTeb can. And I'm so grateful for the doctor inventing it because it's benefiting me and my husband and now a number of my friends. So be sure to go to bodyformingshoes.com or orthoteb.net. Go to both of them. Check them both out. You'll get different perspectives on each one, and you'll find out about other people's stories. Oh, and Pete, we're taking your stuff with us to the Northwest Women's Show, and I know for those of you who are listening who are in the Pacific Northwest, we are having a drawing. Not only are we going to be, what is it, a pair of clogs and two pair of sandals, people will have.
That's correct.
So come by booth 407 at the Women's Show. Put in your name, your email, your phone number. There's little cards that'll be there at my booth. Fill it out. Drop it in the contest bag because you're going to have a chance to get one of these pairs of shoes, and it'll be just your size. Pete, thanks so much for being with me. And Evelyn, I'm so delighted you were able to join us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It's been a delight. Hey, Pete, look forward to chatting with you again. You have a wonderful day, and I'll let you know what happens at the Northwest Women's Show.
Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break again. Don't forget the website, bodyformingshoes.com. Bodyformingshoes.com. That's Evelyn Pedrozello's website, and then also Pete Smith, his is orthoteb.com. .net. That's orthoteb.net. Do your body a favor. Get yourself a pair of these shoes. You will not regret it, and they do come in different colors. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. We're going to be, again, right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gio Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Event Center. Show information at nwwomenshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, bums, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Hey, telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone numbers to call in, too, if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, 877-876-5227, also 888-815-9756. Both those numbers are toll-free. The second number is from anywhere in the world, 877-876-5227, and worldwide, 888-815-9756. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, hey, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you are interested in. Animal, vegetable, mineral, it doesn't make any difference. Okay, countdown, just 2 more days until the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, and I really am excited about this. Of course, those of you who are regular listeners know this, but I'm going to have some wonderful people on stage with me on Friday. And I'm going to be in booth 407. There's just so much dynamic activity happening with the event that it just gets more exciting the closer we get. So tomorrow I'm going to be setting up. We'll be having the show. Friday you're going to be hearing the best of Donna because I'm going to be on stage with all of my guests, and we will not be able to broadcast it live. But I am going to be there interacting with a lot of you, and I look forward to meeting you. Don't forget to stop by my booth 407. If you want more information about the cost of tickets, etc., go to NorthwestWomensShow.com, NorthwestWomensShow.com, and you'll find all the information you would possibly want. Also, I'll be speaking on Saturday and Sunday, and during the entire weekend, I will be available for many consultations with people, and I'm going to have a whole bunch of books there, too, so you're going to have a lot of stuff to look at. and I'll be wearing my OrthoTeb shoes. Believe me, they are magnificent to wear. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227-888-815-9756. Hey, we're getting close to taxes. Can you believe the month of March is almost over? April 15th is looming in front of us, and if you want to avoid the 2009 audit, here are some tips that were shared with me, and I thought I'd pass them along to you, especially if you're someone in business, but this, I think, can pertain to just about anybody. You want to be sure that you do not create red flags with your tax return. And there are certain things sometimes that the IRS is going to look for. I can remember a number of years ago when I was audited. I was a small business. They decided they wanted to check on expenses of small business people, especially anyone that did a lot of traveling. And so I went through that for 3 years. It was no problem because I had all my receipts and all my records were in order. In fact, the IRS auditor, after they got through going through all of the receipts and everything that they were reviewing, they said, "Do you realize your tax person isn't giving you enough credit?" That's really something to hear from an IRS auditor. But anyway, if you want to avoid any red flags, you want to enter the exact dollar amount of whatever your deductions might be. And again, this isn't just for the business person. It's just good sense at all times. If you round the numbers off, it's going to look suspicious. They're just not going to feel that that's normal. So, and remember, this is all being evaluated by computers, and they're just phenomenal in what they'll pick up. Also, detail your deductions. Too many in the miscellaneous category might suggest that you're not keeping good records. So you want to be sure that you do itemize as much as possible. Also, you want to separate your business and personal finances to avoid classifying a business as a hobby, which can be a costly mistake for you. And in these times, even if you are in a business and maybe you're just making a marginal return or it's break even, and you might even be going through a loss, all of this detail is very important. That's why bookkeepers are so valuable. See, I think since the beginning of time, that there was always someone that either had to count the buffalo and find out how many were where and what was going on. You had to figure out how you could keep records because it is very important, and the Egyptians were doing it. We have to do it. I think it'll always be that way. Why? Because you want to know exactly what your value is, whether it's seashells or dollar bills. It's all going to be very important. So I just wanted to share that little point with you because I think taxes are something that everybody has to deal with, and it's something that the more aware you are, you might find yourself coming out ahead. You don't have to feel like you're going to be in the deep six with the IRS, and you shouldn't be afraid of it. I think if you manage to do things the right way, you're going to find that it's really going to be pretty easy for you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Telephone number is 877-876-5227, also 888-815-9756. Now, I wanted to let you know tomorrow we've got a great guest, Mickey. And we're going to be talking about computers and technology, a race for a new game machine. Now, Mickey has an associate, David Shippey, and boy, these young people, what they've got in the knowledge about computers and technology and what they've grown through, absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to be finding out more about what is happening in the game technology and the world that so many people enjoy being a part of. Now, I want sharing some information with you relative to the fact of technology and how it helps people. You know, lots of times we get frustrated because we see so many individuals, they don't want to talk anymore, they're all texting, and to me it's almost comical. I'll be standing in a line at the post office and somebody's got out this little piece of something, it might be 2 inches wide and about 4 inches long, and they're texting. Their fingers are going just a mile a minute. And they're doing it while they're standing in the post office. And I often wonder, what in the world do they have to text about all the time? It's almost like it took to them. Well, technology can assist us in so many ways. They know for a fact that when you are searching for stuff on the Internet, you are activating areas of the brain. It is causing the brain to produce new neurons. It's making new connections. It has this interactive result. It's very positive for just about anybody, regardless of age. Well, they found at Oxford University, the psychiatrists that were doing some studies there, that playing computer games like the one Tetris shortly after a traumatic event interferes with the brain's ability to form the visuospatial memories of the trauma and reduces unpleasant flashbacks. And I'd love to know how they set that up to do it, because obviously they wanted you to have some kind of trauma. But it's interesting about how the brain will work. Neuro-linguistic programming has been dealing with that for so many years, showing that you can shift things in the brain. And your brain is a sending, receiving apparatus. And so the more we learn, the more interesting it is. Also, I wanted to share with you that there are engineers who have built, chemical engineers, who have built the world's smallest integrated fuel cell. Yes, people are really working at this. It's just 9 millimeters square and a single millimeter thick. And they say this means there are really exciting prospects for hydrogen-powered personal gadgets. I mean, we are getting into this little itsy-bitsy tiny stuff that 20 years ago I think people might have been dreaming about, but here we are, we're actually developing it, developing all kinds of new materials to make this happen. Also, they found in a survey 20 studies, found that responsible, conscientious people live 2 to 4 years longer than average. But you know what? They say if you develop these traits, if you're not somebody that's really conscientious and responsible and you shift over and change into that, it makes a difference in your attitude about life. Why? Because you're going to be more optimistic and you're going to realize you have options and you have choices. So it makes for a better life all the way around. Now, something that they found that is not so positive, this has to do with inorganic phosphates. Now, these typically are in foods that are processed, could be part of the preservative family. They have found in the research that it helps to promote the growth of lung cancer tumors in mice. Now, in Seoul National University in Korea, they have been doing these studies. And what this is just telling you is that chemicals have an effect on us at a cellular level. And we're just beginning to really understand this more in depth. And that is why there's going to be a big change in the way I think you're going to see food processed. I think there are going to be ways of preserving food that have not yet been utilized that will eliminate a lot of the preservatives that they are discovering having real severe adverse effects. So watch it. It's moving at a tremendous stage. Now, there is a journal called Harmful Algae that blames nutrient pollution, largely from agricultural sources such as fertilizer and livestock, for an uptick in the toxic algal blooms worldwide. These blooms, as they call it, and I know here in the Pacific Northwest we do get it, they will happen more often now, and they're growing larger, and they're lasting longer. Well, the reason is they've got something to feed on, and that is why this effluent that comes from the waste products really does have an effect on nature, especially we've got tons of it going out somewhere every second. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Hey, don't go away. We've got some other good things to share with you. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTab Health Shoes. OrthoTabs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our samples, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthotab.net.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. Worldwide, it's 888-815-9756. Now, upcoming information will be available regarding the class that I'm going to be doing in Tacoma, Washington. This is going to be on mind vision. We're going to power up for this year, and it's going to enable you as an individual maybe to become aware of some strengths that you have, and also where it is that you can put yourself so you can be more effective in reaching your goals and objectives. We're also going to be focusing on the class on April 25th, and it's an all-day event. It's from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and it includes lunch. But what I wanted to say about this is we are going to also be working on developing intuitive perceptiveness. So we're going to have fun, it's interactive, and I invite you to join me. So if you'd like more information, I am going to be giving that. We're going to have a reservation number after the women's show is over, and starting next week, I will have all of that information available for you. It also will be in my upcoming newsletter. By the way, if you need to catch up with what I'm doing, what's happening, shows that I'm on, all you need to do is go into my website, DelphiInternational.com, go over to the left, tap on newsletters, and you'll see the latest batch of information. You'll find my calendar, all kinds of good things. Now, I wanted to also, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. People are so ingenious in my mind's eye. Life sometimes hands us some pretty stinking circumstances. I'm always, always amazed at how people will take something, regardless of their age, and make it work for them in a very unique way. And there's a young man I want to share a story about. His name is Michael McCauley. Now, Michael, to his mother's dismay, when he was 11 years of age, ended up having to be in a hospital bed, not able to do much of anything. This was very, very hard on the family. He was so very, very sick. When they finally were able, after test after test after test, they finally were able, with one MRI, to discover that he had a brain tumor. And it was causing like 8 to 10 seizures every day for this young man. So at 11 years of age, you can imagine how rough that was for him. And if you've ever been in a hospital room or had to be confined for periods of time, you know how you just about go out of your mind. And all he was doing practically was watching television. Well, his mom, Marcy, heard a knock at a door at her front door one day and found that there was a package being delivered for her son, Michael, and it made his day. Somebody at school had said, gee, here's something for him, and it was a little gift of some kind in real shiny paper. Well, Michael had a great time with the gift, but wasn't enough, so he went back to watching television. Now, he has a big brother by the name of Matthew, and Matthew was always his best buddy. And whenever Michael was getting frustrated, when Matthew was able to be with him, they'd be playing games or something like this. But again, the classmates at Michael's school just just really were doing some very unique things. One of the kids would just drop by for a visit, and they'd bring a toy. Sometimes they'd bring a game. Sometimes they'd bring a book. They might bring a puzzle book of some kind. One of the students even brought a chess set. And Michael then would share all of this with his older brother. And in fact, chess became a game that he became very interested in because it required a lot of complex thinking. And one of the things that Marcy noticed is that when her son was involved like this, he didn't notice the pain. I mean, this young kid is going through spinal tap, painful, painful things. And she said, here he is, he's just grossly involved with playing this game. And every time he got a goodie box or a goodie bag from someone, it just made his day. So it seemed like all of the pain and suffering he was going through was alleviated by this. And Matthew, his older brother, turned to Mom one day and said, do you notice how much of a difference it makes when Michael gets these gifts, when these things are coming into him? She said, yes, it really does make a difference. Well, big brother Matthew came up with an idea. It was a project, and this is what he called it, Boredom Busters. Boredom Busters. Isn't that a great title? He decided that he wanted to start this so that he could help other kids like his brother, Michael, feel better so that they could take their minds off of whatever illnesses or physical circumstances they were going through. He said, everybody loves to get something, and who deserves a little bit of joy more than kids that are stuck in the hospital? Well, the whole family got involved in this. Mom and Dad and Michael and just the whole family. They decided they were going to save as much money as they could and that they were going to write all kinds of toy companies. And do you know what? The companies started sending them all kinds of stuff. They got decks of cards, they got stuffed animals, they got different board games. And it was just amazing. So what they did, they packed all the toys into bins. And the container store, they donated all these bins to them, and they hand-delivered them to hospitals and facilities with kids in that, you know, they suffered from everything from epilepsy to leukemia. And they got crayons, they got all kinds of things, and the kids were just absolutely thrilled. Well, Michael was still, when all of this was going on, he was still having seizures, but seizures were getting worse and worse and worse. And he had to go in for surgery. This is very serious. They couldn't put it off. There was nothing else that was working, so surgery was the last resort. Well, he goes in for surgery. Naturally, everybody in the family is very anxious. But when he comes out from being under with the anesthesia, he finds that the first question that comes out of his mouth is, when can I deliver more for the Boredom Busters? So the whole family was thrilled. The surgery was a success. But this is absolutely wonderful. Well, there was a contest that was sponsored by Auntie Annie's Pretzels, and it was called What a Difference a Family Makes. It's a new twist on giving back. What she did, she entered her own family. And do you know they won $2,000 and a grant so that they could keep their project going? Now, Michael today is 16 years of age. He's very healthy. Boredom Busters has bought 3,000 hospitalized kids, boxes filled with construction paper, card games, baseball caps, just all kinds of stuff. And it has been so important for the kids that they've been giving, just over 3,000. And Michael says it has just made such a difference in his life. And his mother said, we never realized that as a family, what we were going through with our own son's disaster could have such a tremendous blessing. And it's for us and for thousands of other children as well. You never know. One person can make a difference. Remember, the idea started with Matthew. It came about because of the conditions in the family. And it ended up touching well over 3,000 children's lives in a very special and wonderful way. This is Donna Siebel. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. What magic are you going to bring into life today? Well, you're going to need to be a part of life to find out, aren't you? Have a fabulous evening, a fabulous day wherever you are. And we'll be back with you same time, same place, right here tomorrow, talking about computer games. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.